Grace and peace to you from God, who is mystery, who is incarnation, who is spirit. Amen. Today, said the angel, in the city of David, the Messiah has been born, and the shepherds rush to be the first to meet Jesus. Today, Jesus said to the congregation in Nazareth, after he'd read from the scroll of Isaiah, "This scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Today, Jesus said to the thief on the cross, "You will be with me in paradise." Throughout the book of Luke, the word "today" highlights moments of radical grace. In this morning's lesson, it points to a life-changing moment for a despised tax collector who comes to know a love he'd not known before. Today, Jesus says to Zacchaeus, "I will have dinner at your house." Professor and preacher Barbara Lundblad tells the story of Zacchaeus with insight and imagination, and I'm going to weave her storytelling into my words this morning. The story begins by telling us that Zacchaeus was short of stature. Is that significant? Maybe being short bothered Zacchaeus, but maybe it didn't. Maybe he hardly thought about it. He probably thought much more about being a chief tax collector. It wasn't just that collecting taxes was unpleasant, but it meant being part of the Roman system. Zacchaeus was an agent of the state, a Jew turned oppressor of his own people. "Somebody has to collect taxes," he told himself. "If I don't do it, somebody else will. If I quit, taxes won't go away." He still had that conversation with himself almost every day. At least he was well off, rich according to the story, short of stature, but rich. Some days it was almost enough, but not every day. He tried to remember the positives. "I'm a good supporter. My family has a roof over their head and food on the table. I don't have to beg in the street." He knew that people despised him, but he also knew that more than a few would take his place if they had a chance. Work, even unpleasant work, was better than no work. And so it went on day upon day, another upon another. Zacchaeus longed for something more. He didn't talk about it with anybody, but he knew that making a living wasn't the same as making a life. "Someday," he thought, "things will change. Someday I'll have enough and I'll leave this job and find something else. Someday I'll be accepted and belong here." Now, perhaps some of us can recognize ourselves in those thoughts. It's easy to get stuck in thinking, "Someday I'm going to get my act together and everything's going to work out smoothly. Someday I'll have more time for those hobbies I'd like to do, for those friends I'd like to see, for the prayer time I've always wanted but never find time for. Someday I'll be able to give more, to help out more, or to have more time for myself." But someday stays off in the future, never today. Or maybe some of us have just the opposite dilemma. It's easy to look back at the good old days, to remember how wonderful it was when we were young, when the kids were small, when I had that job, or I lived in that house. Churches can also get stuck in looking back at the way things used to be. Sometimes we want to cling to the good old days rather than engaging fully in now. Yesterday can look glorious. Tomorrow seems so glamorous. But today is just ordinary. Today is just another day, just part of the routine, nothing special. One ordinary day, Zacchaeus heard shouting in the street, "Jesus of Nazareth is here in Jericho." few days before, Zacchaeus had overheard someone talking about this Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth? Yeah, I've heard of him, but I'd stay clear. He's a friend of tax collectors and sinners. What if it was true? Though he usually tried to avoid crowds, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. But people were already standing 3 deep along the road. Then he saw the sycamore tree he used to climb as a child. He didn't care who stared or laughed. He hooked his legs around the bottom branch and hoisted himself up. He felt like he could see all the way to Jerusalem. He'd tell his family, "I saw Jesus today. You know, the prophet everyone's been talking about. He was so close, I could almost have touched him." Just then, Jesus stopped and looked up. It was probably a second. It could have been a lifetime. "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Some things you can never explain. Zacchaeus couldn't explain why he climbed the tree or why he came down or why Jesus knew his name. But that day changed his life in radical ways. He gave half his possessions to the poor and promised to pay back fourfold anyone he had defrauded. "Today, salvation has come to this house," Jesus said. Jesus was passing through Jericho, but perhaps Jesus never just passes through any place. He saw a short tax collector up in a tree. He stopped. He looked up. Then he called Zacchaeus to come down. Jesus found Zacchaeus that day. And Zacchaeus found that life was more than making a living. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. That's not a promise that's postponed until we die. It's a promise that's open now to those who have lost jobs or those who no longer find meaning in their work, to those who are sheltering safely but isolated in their homes, or to those who are throwing precaution to the wind. Those who are excited and energized by the changes in church and society, and those who just want to go back to the way things were. Those who are exhausted by what has been and those excited by what is to come. Jesus looks at each one of us and says, "Come down. I have something for you. Today, everything is new. Today, the Savior forgives your sins and releases you from bondage to them. Today, the Savior brings good news for the poor, the blind, the lost, for those whose lives are bound by addiction, by violence, by loneliness or depression, by broken relationships or lost dreams. Today, Jesus invites his followers into abundant life, to become a part of healing and caring for the world God loves. Today, salvation comes to us, here, now, in all the different places where we are sitting today, distanced from each other, yet gathered by the Holy Spirit. Today, the Spirit of the Lord is among us to offer release and hope and new life. Today, God invites us to be transformed by God's love, mercy, and grace. God invites us to give ourselves in generosity and service, and in so doing, to find our wholeness and belonging in the reign of God. Today and every day, God is with us, holding us, filling us, guiding us, loving us into newness of life. Thanks be to God. Amen.